Joe's, Billy and his staff, they were really all over us, but they played great. Great learning game for us. We've been on a nice elevator on the way at the top of the penthouse. Nice opportunity for us to learn and grow.
It's probably going to be hard to go undefeated, but when you're on a run like this, does this hurt a little bit right now?
Yeah, it hurts, you know, but like also, you know, we had guys were hanging their heads in the locker room, and you know, these two young men next to me, they played great, but you know, it's not always going to go our way, and thankfully this isn't happening in the league, right? It's just one game, great environment, great college basketball game, lots of things for us to take away from this one. So I don't really believe in like good losses or anything like that, but they were terrific. They were terrific.
Mitch, why'd you come here and play this game here, and will it be another one somewhere?
It's not a home and home, so you know. Well, we don't dictate our schedule. We say yes to everybody that wants to play us. That's good.
What do you think about? And a lot of the eyes of the nation were on this game. What do you think this game does for the sport? For the idea that, you know, these matchups help. These matchups are good.
You know, I mean, I wish I could share with these guys sort of like telepathically that, you know, how many people I hear from after games and, you know, even in losses like tonight, like how positive they are affecting others that are alums. And we play hard. The guys play hard for each other and for one another, which is what we ask of them. So we want to be nationally recognized and relevant. And that's been the objective.
For both players, either one of you, what was it like to be involved in a game like that? Both offenses were clicking, playing so well, and just both teams were just, it was so entertaining. What was it like for you guys?
It was exciting. They have a great venue. They had a lot of fans, a lot of students come out to support them. It was a good road game for us. Great crowd, and they hyped us up as a team. It was a fun game overall, but just disappointed we came out with a loss.
Xavier, does it hurt a little bit right now because you had been off to such a great start?
Yeah. Obviously, we want to win every game, and I thought that was a very winnable game. So, obviously, yeah, it hurts a little bit.
Xavier, what's this road show you guys are undergoing been like for you guys as both an experience and a learning experience?
You said the road show?
Road show that you guys have been undergoing, all these road games, some hostile environments. What's it been like for you guys, both as an experience in real time and then as a learning experience to help you down the road?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that was probably the craziest atmosphere we've played in. And obviously a lot of road games to start. I think we feed off the energy. Me and Dave missed a couple big free throws on the stretch. I don't know if that's really bad, but I personally like playing in those big games, and I know a lot of us feel the same way, and I think, you know, it makes us come together a little bit more, so it's a good learning experience for us, and grow from it a lot.
You have a lot of ball left in your career at Princeton. How much would you like to see more of these types of games going forward?
I would love to play more games. I mean, anyone that's good, anyone that's, you know, people are going to be watching, I love playing games that, you know, are highly anticipated.
Coach, you mentioned St. Joe's was great. What specifically did they do that you saw out there and also on film that made them really good?
They were on the attack. We were on our heels. The whole game they were on the attack. And they exposed some of the things that we take a lot of pride in covering up defensively. And forced us to play slightly differently offensively too. So it was a great, great learning game for us. We saw St. Joe's a year ago. They're so much improved. And credit to Billy and his staff.
Mitch, I want to ask you about Jack Scott, local guy for us, local roots. What do you think of how he's come along for you? And do you see any of his father's game in him?
I think Jack's his own player. I thought he was terrific tonight. Gave us some really important minutes. He's got great energy, and not just that he brings himself, but in his support of others doing well.
How important is he to this team right now?
Yeah, very. And, you know, look, like Dalen coming in, going 5-for-5 from the field. We really, like, everybody's important. The guys that you're not seeing are crucial for us. And we're in exams now. So, you know, everybody's got to do their part and, you know, keep staying healthy and get through the next couple weeks.
Xavier, what is your exam schedule like this week?
Got a couple papers, and then I got multivariable calculus.
When's that?
20th.
Sounds hard.
Yeah.
It is.
Did you take that, Mitch?
No. Great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
you.
That was Mitch Henderson, Xavion Lee, and Dalen Davis. We'll have more on this fabulous game a little bit later.
See you guys.
Thanks.
Take care. Thank you.